Imagine you got the chance to take a dream family vacation. Great, right? But the kicker is you need to find coverage for your patients, figure out a way to keep those prescription refills going, and reschedule clinic hours so you can leave the country. It can be done, but what about those never-ending emails, the ones that convey a mini crisis at every turn? You work hard in medicine and want to enjoy life too. You put in 50 or 60 plus hours a week to earn a healthy income for your family. You want to take a break and travel, right? So you do, albeit not as often as you'd like. And how does that go for you? Are you like 70% of physicians that work on their vacation? Or maybe you're in the group that takes less than 3 weeks vacation a year, even if you have more weeks available? Today, I provide insights on how to tackle this problem. Find the full transcript and more resources for physician moms at inspiredmommds.com/6. You're listening to Inspired Mom MDs with host Cindy Van Praagh, helping physician moms take back control and prioritize what matters most so they thrive in private practice and at home. About 6 years ago, I was lucky to go to Australia, a country I'd never dreamed I would visit due to the length of time just to get there. That was a few years back. I was in my second year of running our private clinic. It was still a new business, and the pressure to please patients was at a peak. My husband had a last-minute work trip pop up to Sydney, Australia. If the kids and I went, the hotel and part of the meals would be paid for. It was planned for 1 week. We worked extra hours in the clinic to get patients through right before I left and scheduled many for the day I would return. A week was stretching it a bit with the frequency our patients needed to be seen. So everybody knew Dr. VP would be out for her first actual vacation since opening the clinic. Yes, despite Sydney being 17 hours ahead of Texas, I kept in touch. I checked my email and answered questions in the evening. I was able to log into our EMR and refill controlled substance prescriptions too. I was one of those 70%. How about you? Add to that the guilt of working while your kids sit there in the hotel room waiting to go out. And then, the kicker, our return flight home was delayed 24 hours. This left me with a bit of excitement to explore the city for one more day, but there was also a sense of guilt and stress that we would have to reschedule a whole day of patients and how frustrated they would be. Now imagine how my staycations go. You know, those days off work spent at home, they sound dreamy, right? However, with much less outward influence to stay away from work, it's incredibly easy to get caught up in the emails. I also regret the phone calls that I mistakenly answered. But you deserve the same mental freedom at home as you would on a different continent. And this makes it even more frustrating that the staycation wasn't relaxing. Now, the statistics I mentioned a few minutes ago come from an article in MedPage Today. It just put my experience into words, and it showed me how common this is among physicians. In their study, they report that 70% of physicians work during a typical vacation day. They also found that physicians take fewer vacation days, less than 3 weeks a year. This makes you think, doesn't it? So why can't physician moms make the most of their vacations due to work? Well, first, think about what you are gaining by logging in to work from a beach or a hotel room. Is it for yourself that you must do it all? This is another example of an impossible self-standard. Or is it for others to maybe prove your value to the team or company or patients? There can be this feeling of, they need me. Fortunately, I was pleasantly surprised several times by patients when I apologetically said I was out for vacation. They would smile and applaud me for taking time off. What great validation. Then consider what you are losing by working on vacation, like time. It's been 6 years and I still vividly recall working on my phone at the hotel. When finished, work stayed on my mind, and it took an adjustment period just to get back in the moment again. So losing time either with family or pampering yourself in a spa means lost memories. Finally, working even just 20 minutes hurts you in the long run. Physically, you don't have the benefit of relaxing. Physical stress ensues with a continued cascade of stress hormones, you know, like cortisol. Mentally, you may feel creeping guilt over both work and family. So how do you stop practicing medicine from the beach? You have a start once you examine your motives for working and then consider what you're missing. If perfectionism with your job sounds right, you may want to listen to episode 3, How Physician Moms Are Making Life Harder Than They Need To. You can take a listen at inspiredmommds.com/3. Perhaps the obligation to patients taints your mental retreat. Identify where you can let go. Work becomes so automated, so rote, that the idea of shutting it off entirely seems ludicrous. Pride in your work ethic supersedes personal time, even in a different hemisphere. Plan a strategy for your next time off. You can literally force isolation, book a retreat in the middle of the rainforest. More simply, you can just set up email auto-replies and delegate routine tasks that you cover, such as refills. My drawback was that I didn't delegate it all. Help staff and patients by announcing and planning for your absence in advance. Have an emergency backup listed for patients and staff clearly spelled out. The key is to close all loopholes where work makes its way into your vacation. Accept that you need to tune out 100% to return a better physician. I took a trip more recently to Europe with an entirely different strategy. I placed top priority on not checking email, ignoring calls, and just focusing on the moment. And those moments were priceless. You can too. You will prove to others that you have boundaries and maybe even gain their respect. You will make more memories, and you'll feel more refreshed and resilient to come back to work without resent or guilt. It's time to take control and thrive. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Mom MDs. Please share with other physician moms and leave a review if you found value from this podcast.